The French Open, tennis's most grueling major championship, produced two first-time Grand Slam champions over the weekend. Justine Henin-Ardenne became the first Belgian woman to win a major title, and Juan Carlos Ferrero continued a long tradition of Spanish winners with his victory in the men's final. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
So what were the odds of two Belgian women making the finals in a major tournament?
Well, better than you might think, actually, Bob, because both Henin-Ardenne and Kim Clijsters have been ranked in the top five in the world for the last couple of years. They've both been Grand Slam finalists before, Clijsters in the French, Henin-Ardenne in the at Wimbledon. But the question was, could they get through the wall that has been the Williams sisters for the last year, since, as you know, the last four Grand Slam finals prior to this one were Venus versus Serena. But Henin-Ardenne won a classic semifinal against Serena, and Venus went out early, so there they were playing for the title on Saturday.
And Serena lost a spectacular match.
Yeah, she really did. And to credit to Henin-Ardenne, who was ahead and then behind in the third set, and rallied with a lot of support from the French crowd, which unnerved Serena Williams. And there was some thought that perhaps it had as much to do with rooting for the underdog as it did with rooting against the American, given the hostilities in recent months between France and the United States. Whether that's true, we don't know, but the crowd was very enthusiastic, to put it mildly, for Henin-Ardenne in that match.
And what was Venus Williams' problem?
Well, I think Venus Williams' problem, believe it or not, is her sister. Having lost four straight finals to her, I think she's kind of lost her focus. She was the dominant player in the world for a couple of years. Then here comes her little sister. I think it's hard to be the second-best player in the world and also the second-best player in your house since they live together. And I just don't think she's as into tennis right now as she was a year or two ago. And the question is, does she say, I'm a multimillionaire, I can do other things with my life, I've won major titles, or does she say, you know what, I want to see if I can be the best in the world again? Time will tell on that.
Now, who's this guy Ferrero beat?
Well, the guy that Ferrero beat is a Dutchman named Martin Verkerk. And what a story. This guy, Bob, had never won a match in a Grand Slam tournament before this week, and he wins six of them to get to the final. He was ranked 46th in the world. This week, Bob, he goes back from playing the French Open final to playing in a local league back in Holland, where he's from. I mean, that's how far down his game was until this week, when he had this miracle run and got to the final. He got killed by Ferrero, who's the real deal, probably the best clay court player in the world right now. But just getting to the finals was extraordinary.
Well, how come Ferrero can't succeed on another surface?
Well, specifically grass, because it's a different sport, basically. On clay, everything bounces high. On grass, everything bounces low. Plus, the clay courters just don't bother with the grass. It's only 1 month a year. It's one tournament, Wimbledon, that matters. And so they just blow off the grass. They have all these great Spanish men who've won the French Open. The only one who ever succeeded at Wimbledon was Manuel Santana, and that was 37 years ago.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open ever held on a true public golf course.